is risen. Welcome to Vallejos Community Presbyterian Church Sermon Podcast on Easter Sunday, April 21st, 2019. The Reverend Wendy Camori Stager is preaching the sermon, Easter Hope. The New Testament lesson is Luke chapter 24, verses 1 through 35.
The Easter story continues on, Luke chapter 24, verses 13 through 35. Now on that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking with each other about all these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them. But their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What are you discussing with one another while you walk along?" They stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place in these days?" Jesus asked them, "What things?" They replied, "The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and crucified him. We had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things took place. Moreover, the women of our group astounded us. They were at the tomb early this morning. When they did not find his body there, they came back and told us that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who said that Jesus was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see him." Then he said to them, "Oh, how foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have declared. Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things and enter into his glory? Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted them the things about himself in all the scriptures. As they came near the village to which they were going, he walked ahead as if he were going on. But they urged him strongly, saying, 'Stay with us, because it's almost evening and the day is now nearly over.' So he went to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, blessed, and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to one another, 'Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking with us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us?' That same hour they got up and returned to Jerusalem. They found the 11 and their companions gathered together. They were saying, 'The Lord is risen indeed. He has appeared to Simon.' Then they told what had happened on the road, how he had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread." Please join me in a word of prayer. God of life, your Spirit raised Jesus from the dead. Your Spirit inspired the prophets and the writers of Scripture, and your Spirit draws us to Christ. So we call upon you now to draw us close to the risen Lord as we hear and reflect on the first Easter. Amen. Easter is the most joyful, hope-filled celebration of the Christian year. You've already heard it and seen it. The music is uplifting. The bells are ringing. The cross is adorned in gold and white. What a contrast to the somberness of winter. And for those who have been worshiping here regularly during Lent, this is the time where we move away from the gifts of the dark wood into a season of light. Yet that very first Easter started in darkness, in that pre-dawn darkness that then has a little bit of light. There's that time before the sun has fully emerged from the horizon, but the sky is a dim gray. There's enough light there, though, that morning that the women, carrying necessary supplies, could pick their way across the paths to reach the tomb outdoors. Imagine those women, Mary and Joanna. They walked somberly, solemnly, thoughtfully, for they had come to the graveyard to grieve and to prepare Jesus' body with balms and spices. And then, upon arriving at the tomb, they found it desecrated. The stone was rolled away. It was not how it had been left. And looking into that cave-like space, they couldn't find Jesus' body. I imagine that they just stood there frozen, shell-shocked, perplexed, their minds racing with the what-ifs and the worries and the what could have happened, with their brows knit and their eyes narrowed. And it was while they were still in that frozen and shell-shocked state, while they were still in their uncertainty, while they were still in that pre-dawn dimness, while they were still in confusion, that the first bit of good news appears. For indeed, messengers show up, dazzling, glowing messengers, having an aura of light around them. And they start with a question to the women. Why do you look for the living among the dead? In other words, why are you in a graveyard this morning? We don't get any reply from the women, but it's easy to imagine what the logical response would be. We're here at Jesus' tomb because that's the last place that we saw his body. We saw him die. We saw his lifeless corpse laid in that spot. We're here. We don't expect any hopeful news. We came to grieve. These holy messengers then deliver their statement. He is not here, but has risen. And then they give the women a reminder. Remember, Jesus told you while he was still in Galilee, while he was still alive, that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified, and on the third day rise again. And as the women start to remember, that small seed of hope, this glimmer of hope, arises within them. Their eyes got bigger, their hearts beat faster, their breath catches in their throats. Could it be? Is it possible? And that glimmer of hope begins to push out the grief and somberness of the morning. And dawn is breaking. A new day with new possibilities is starting because something is changing. The sun is coming up over the horizon. The day is brightening. The day comes into full color. And so the women go to tell Jesus' other disciples and friends. notice that these disciples didn't believe them. Well, most of them didn't. They found it an idle tale, except for Peter. That glimmer of hope takes hold inside of Peter, and he can't leave it alone. He turns around and he runs to the graveyard, and he finds the tomb just as the women had described it. And seeing some of the evidence of the grave cloths helps him. And he's amazed and curious, and the hope takes hold. Many times when we tell the Easter story, we end it here with Peter. But today I want to continue on the Easter story, because sometimes we cut it off too soon. Because if we look ahead at our second reading in verse 13, this story of the walk to the town called Emmaus, it is still a story of Easter day. It's only a few hours later that Cleopas and a companion, some scholars wonder if it was Cleopas's wife even, they're walking away from Jerusalem. But as they are walking and on the road, they encounter Jesus, although they don't immediately know it is him. This pair indeed had heard the news of the women, but it hadn't sunk in. They even knew that Peter had visited the tomb and seen that it was how the women had described it. But their hope was past. They said, "We had hoped that Jesus was going to redeem Israel, but now we've given up again." And so they are walking away on Easter day. But even as they're walking away, and they start to hear the stories of the prophets, they began to sense something. It wasn't until the end of the day, closer to Easter sunset, that with the breaking of the bread, they see and recognize Jesus and come to know, indeed, he is risen. And then Jesus vanishes. And now that pair's heart comes alive with hope. But they recognized it only in retrospect. And they talked with one another going, "Did you start to feel this glimmer of something as we were walking and talking? Did you start to gain a little bit of hope and excitement even then?" And they look at each other and nod and go, "Yeah, I was getting, you got that too?" And now that they had seen Jesus risen and with them, their hope became solid. And they turn around, pack up their things, and immediately hightail it back to Jerusalem. And they found the other disciples. When they found the other disciples and wanted to share their news, they found that these other disciples are already abuzz, crying out, "The Lord is risen. He appeared to Simon." And Cleopas and his companion echo the news. "Yeah, we met Jesus too. We saw him on the road." And so it is here, probably at the end of Easter day, many, many hours after the women had first been at the open tomb, that the real celebration and joy begins. And that from there on, the news that Christ is risen and risen indeed goes viral. There's no way to put Jesus back into the tomb. There's no way to stop the contagious hope and good news. The word is out. The Lord is risen indeed. So whether your Easter morning and your life this day feels more like the pre-dawn, perhaps you've come to this morning in a place of darkness and despair, trust that Easter hope starts for you as a tiny glimmer of new possibilities, as it did for the women. Or if your Easter is filled with uncertainty and doubts, if you remain perplexed about God and God's purposes in our confusing world, then this Easter, hope starts with a few signs and hints of evidence that God is indeed at work in our world. That's how it was for Peter. Or if your Easter is filled with a sense of, I used to have hope and I've given up, then perhaps Easter starts with a presence that's initially unrecognizable and unnameable, and you continue with some deep soul searching. That maybe you can reframe and look at hope in retrospect, and then let it grow by keeping walking, keeping seeing, and keeping open for Jesus appearing at just the right moment. That's how it was for the people walking to Emmaus. Or perhaps you've come this morning with Easter that is already filled with joy, that the hope is already alive and full in your hearts and spilling over like the 11 who were in Jerusalem. That's the hope that needs to be shared, because it's when we share the hope and good news that it grows. For Easter is ultimately about hope, and even better than that, a hope that does not disappoint. For though Christ has died, Christ is risen, and the power of death is not the last word. The power of fear is not the last word. Failure is not the last word. Injustice is not the last word. No, Christ's resurrection is the victory. Christ's resurrection is the last word, and our hope and our life. Indeed, that is what we celebrate this day, that Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.
You have been listening to Community Presbyterian Church Sermon Podcast. To learn more about Community Presbyterian Church and its ministries, come visit us at 2800 Georgia Street in Vallejo, California, or visit our website, cpcvallejo.org. You can also email us at cpcvallejo@sbcglobal.net. Have a blessed day.